Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی کا چوکی دارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کے باغ کی تو نے ایسی کی کچھ ہے پہرداری حدیث نبوی کے باغ کی تو نے ایسی کی کچھ ہے پہرداری
کہ آل ابلیس کو نہیں تم کبھی گوارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program. It is Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought, every Thursday between 11 and 12. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, so many lessons we're learning. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, from this day, for every Thursday now, for the next 5-6 weeks, inshallah. We'll be discussing the Muhaddithin, inshallah, and their biographies. Mufti Saab will be with us in a few moments. As you've seen in the previous weeks, we've been discussing the fuqaha, and this comes down, it's the golden chain that we have. And this golden chain is something that cannot be broken, because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 9, that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that we are the ones, we have revealed this reminder. Inna nahnu, that is for emphasis, nazzalna, we have revealed this reminder, we have sent down this reminder, and wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and we are its protectors. So from this we derive that every letter of the Arabic alphabet, all the grammar rules is all protected, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself. Like this, the muhaddithin, the hadith, and all of this we're going to be discussing in the next few weeks, inshallah. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ma zaid kan. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu feek.
As we said, our topic is Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh. Mufti Saab, please inform us, where was this great Imam born and certain other facts of his biography.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Almighty Allah creates whatever He wants to. We see tiny, tiny little creation and gigantic creation. So that is the qudrat of Allah. وَيَخْتَارُ, and He selects whoever He wants to. In the field of, remember, tafsir, hadith, fiqh, and so many things, Allah chose people, and see in this day and this age. So Allah Ta'ala selects and says, whoever He wants to, and He gives them izzat and so forth. So that is the case of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. So his full name is Muhammad bin Ismail bin Ibrahim bin Mughira bin Bardizbah. So they say that Bardizba means to be Zari, to be a farmer, and so forth and so on and all that. So anyway, Al-Ju'fi Al-Bukhari and so forth. So remember that he was born, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in the year 194. So on that basically we can have ijma and consensus on all that. And remember that he is like, you know, family members and all of them. Kana Abul Bukhari min al-ulama'i al-wara'in. So it means his father was also a very, very great alim and scholar and so forth and so on. So that is why you must remember that we say that the parents play a very, very big role. So he, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, was born on the 12th of Shawwal, the year 194. So that is what the, some ulama say 13th of Shawwal. So yeah, so some ulama say 12, some say 13. And he was born in the year 194 after Salatul Jumu'ah. So that is, and if you want all these details, then the best is you must remember that you go to Hadyu Sari. Hadyu Sari is the Muqaddama, introduction of Fathul Bari by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, and then even Lami Uddurari by Hazrat Sheikh Mawla Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So like that there is, you understand, one day's difference here and there. And then he passed away in the year 256, and it was on the night of Eid al-Fitr. Tomorrow, Ramadan just finished, tomorrow is going to be Eid, and this great Imam and giant passed away. So remember, his life was, you know, 62 years old, and just less 13 days or 12 days, depending how you want to say, 62 years old he was when he passed away. So then he was on day of Eid, 1st of Shawwal, the year 256, after Zuhur Salat, he was buried in a place called Khartang. Why that place is called Khartang? So many thousands of people came. He passed away at night, and that Saturday, remember, they buried him after Zohar. The Khartang, the roads became tang. It became narrow, 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 narrow. People were just squeezing in so that to participate in the janaza salat. What Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. Maybe 2017, 2018. From Russia I went, you know. But Allah's help, we went to Russia, Moscow, we went to St. Petersburg, and then from there we took a plane to Uzbekistan. So one light-hearted incident took place there. So thus we traveled from there, St. Petersburg there, to Uzbekistan, you know, Tashkent it was, we traveled to. Tashkent is the capital of Uzbekistan. So the seats were so small, so I refused to sit. I told her, no, I can't sit here. So I told that air hostess. So she said, okay, wait one side. Then she said that there are two seats and it's a nice place to sit. You can sit there. But there's only one problem. So I asked, what's the problem? She said, nobody wants to take that seat. That lady told me, because the TV there is not working. I said, very good, that's the seats I want, you see. So I said, TV is not working, that's better for us. We don't want all the shaitan yet. And then that was night seats, extra leg room, everything. So that was something light-hearted, you see. So anyway, so we went there, it was a Friday. I read Jummah Salat there. But you know, when I came out from there, I was crying, you know, understood. Half the people don't read Jummah Salat. They're right there, where Imam Bukhari is buried. They're right there, there's a big masjid there. But just like tourists, they come, go, they read Salat, don't read Salat. My own taxi driver and guide. So one is a taxi driver and one is a guide, and myself and my wife. So remember, I asked them that because there, they give adhan and then they have a talk, you see, in the Uzbek language. And then they give the second adhan and then proper khutbah in Arabic and Salat. So I asked them, what was the talk? They're looking at one another. So I asked them, you read Salat? They say, we never read Salat in our life. What are you talking about now? So it's like that, you know, because it was communism and that, but these people also, no effort, nothing. So it was, then I asked them, how many people were outside there while we were reading Salat? They say the amount of people inside, the same amount plus minus, were outside not reading Salat. Imagine the masjid is there, Imam Bukhari is there, and everything, you must remember. So that is, you know, very, very sad, you know. Anyway, let's go now to his academic career. That is, you understand, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's academic career. It is written about him that many ulama have written, in his young tender age, he lost his vision, he lost his sight. His mother used to cry and cry and cry, and then one day she saw Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Khalilullah alayhi salam, giving her bisharat and good news, that you go look at your son. Allah has restored his sight. And remember, Allah didn't give only basarat, but Allah gave basirat also. Sight and insight Allah gave. You see, a mother's dua. Therefore, you youngsters today, your parents are alive, but you're not interested, most of you. More interested in your phones and your television and in all this nonsense, you understand? Soccer, cricket, movies. And you just waste your life like that. Make qadr and appreciate your parents both, and more so your mother. Then you will go very, very far in life, you must remember. So now he started, you must remember, that is his journey, that of the traveling, learning hadith and so forth and so on. So he went to various places, you must remember that. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah writes one story that once, you understand, he went there to Baghdad, that is Imam Bukhari. And then you must remember the muhaddithin there, they tested him to see that does he know good hadith. So there were 10 muhaddithin, everyone asked him 10 hadiths. He said, La adri, la adri, la adri. So they said, which kind of person is he? Then he told them that what you asked me, that hadith is a wrong sanad, you gave the wrong chain of transmission, the correct chain is this. And Kamal is this, he read the wrong ones in the same sequence they asked him. So that's why he had such a, you know, we'll say, retentive memory, photographic memory, Allah gave him, you understood? For Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, so you must remember that, and he learned by heart over, you understand, they say that, you know, over 1 million ahadith and so forth, and with different chains in it, so Allah Ta'ala gives, you must remember that. So that is there. Now when you say 1 million, even 1 million ahadith, it means the different chains of transmission. This also we can write down. When he himself was asked, Imam Bukhari, you have mastered the rijal, that the chain of transmission, and that is called rijal, you see, the asanid and that, and you have mastered the mutun, the text and all that. So what is silsilatu zahab? What is the golden chain? You understood? The best chain you came across. So the silsilatu zahab. He said, Malik an Nafi an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine what an honor for Imam Malik rahimahullah. Then he said, Nafi. Nafi was a mawla, a slave of Abdullah ibn Umar. I told you several times, Abdullah ibn Umar, a'taqa alfa abdin wa a'tamara alfa marra. He set free, liberated 1,000 slaves. He performed 1,000 umrahs. Wa hajja khamsa wa sittina marra. He performed 65 hajj. His body just outside Makkah. With Allah's help, he went there also. So that, remember, so he, Nafi, was the slave of Abdullah ibn Umar. He told him, go. He said, I don't go. He said, what you going to do? He said, I stay here. I want to learn by you. He stayed by him plus minus 30 years to learn. Became sheikh. You must remember that. Nafi, you must remember, people, they confuse issues. One is Nafi, the muhaddis, the one we're talking of now. Mawla ibn Umar, and one is Nafi the Qari, you understood? So he was there also in Malik's time. And when we discuss Imam Malik's halat and his biography, I don't know if you remember, I told you that Harun Rashid told Imam Malik he wants to appoint him as the Imam in Masjid Nabawi. Imam Malik said, no, you can't do that. And then when he asked him, so that is a different Nafi, that is the Aqra'ul Qawm, the one who was a big Qari sahab. So he said, if Nafi makes a mistake, people will remain quiet. They'll think that this is also one qirat and so forth. See the foresight he had, Imam Malik rahimahullah. So we must draw a distinction between the two of them. Nevertheless, so he went to various places and he studied and so forth and so on, you must remember. And then when he went to Makkah Mukarramah, he stayed there, you must remember. That is, when he was 18 years old, so he landed up there in Makkah, Medina and all that. So there he studied by the Shaykh and all these kind of things there. And there he wrote his first book, you see. People think he only wrote the Bukhari Sharif. He wrote various books, as we'll discuss. So this book he wrote in Medina Munawwara, Qadaya As-Sahaba wa Tabi'in. Qadaya, the verdicts of Sahaba, the companions and Tabi'in, the success. How he wrote it? Under the moonlight. No electricity and all that those days. So you must remember. Then in those nights, you must remember, he also wrote Tariq Kabir. So this, that was his second tasnif, his second book. So there's two books of Tariq. You understood? One is Tariq Kabir and one is Tariq Saghir. So both by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. So anyway, like that, you must remember, he stayed there in Hijaz Muqaddas for 6 years and so forth. And then he himself says, وَلَا أُحْسِي كَمْ دَخَلْتُ إِلَى الْكُوفَةِ وَبَغْدَادِ مَعَ الْمُحَدِّثِينَ. Iraq was the epicenter, like at that time. And the muhaddithin were there, the fuqaha were there, the mufassirin were there. He said, I can't even count how many times I went to Kufa and Baghdad, and I went there with the scholars to go study and so forth and so on and so on. So if you count who are his famous teachers now, so in Kufa, his mashayikh were that Abu Nu'aym Ahmad bin Yaqub and Hassan bin Rabi and Khalid bin Makhlad and all these people, you see, Hafs bin Talq and all of them. And if you study in Baghdad, it was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Muhammad bin Isa and them. And in Sham, that is the Levant. Levant refers to Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, all that together. So Muhammad bin Yusuf Faryabi, his name you must remember. You see, Mozaid, we this is a weakness in us, you know. It's a terrible weakness, you know. You studied in the Darul Uloom, you studied here and our. If you go to our Darul Ulooms, there's 30 students, 20 students, 100 students, whatever. You go to Darul Ulooms in India and there's 1,000 students in final year, sometimes you will find. You know. If you ask the students, this Bukhari Sharif copy you're using, what is the sanad of it? How it reached us? 99% will not know. Amdi will know. They'll say, what you talking? They won't even understand the question half of them. You see, these are all weaknesses. Ek khami hai hamare nisab ke andar. What is the facts we must speak? But today, we live in a delusional world. We live in a world where people just love, you must praise them all the time. And we don't face the true facts where we can improve our academic level. You understood? Now, I give you one for you, you must write this down. So remember, in the you study Istishraq, you study the Orientalist. You understood? I mean, Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawarullah Marqad was a genius giant, he's a ustad also. He gave me permission of hadith, you know, with Allah's help in Medina Munawwara. And he was respected throughout the world. Only South Africa he didn't come, basically. And that also, I read the letter personally. He wrote to Maqasim Sema, he said, number one, I can't come to your South Africa. You got Nasal Parast Hukumat, you've got the apartheid regime. Second is, when you South Africans invite, then you want to come and tell me what I must do. This is the words he used, Metobainal Akwami Shaksiyat. I'm an international person. I want to meet here, go Vasati, go here. You will tell me no. So why I must come? Leave it. You see, he had istighna. He didn't bother of anybody, you must remember that. All these countries gave him money, that's subtokradiya, he gave everything away. Didn't touch $1, you must remember. That's why Allah gave him death, Friday, Ramadan, Salatul Janaza, Ghaiban was read there in Makkah. I was there, 1999 in Makkah. So Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawarullah wrote a whole book on this, that how the Mustashriqeen, the Orientalists, contributed towards Islam. Now, a book like this, our Dora students, Mishkat students, we must make it compulsory for them to read. They don't even know what the meaning of Mustashriqeen and Islam. And most of them, you ask, they won't know. You must. Oh, you think you're Alice in Wonderland, you understand? So these are weaknesses in our systems, you must remember that. So there's a person called James Robson. James Robson, his translation, according to me, his translation of Mishkat is one of the best, you must remember, in English. I used to use it because he used very good words, you understand? He's non-Muslim. But if you can get goodness, Sayyidina Abu Huraira learned the benefit of Ayatul Kursi from Shaitan. He's a Muslim Sharif. So what we talking then, you understood? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what he said. But that time he didn't know it was Iblis. He told him that it was Iblis, Shaitan, he taught you that, you see. So read that and Shaitan will run away and all this kind of thing. So knowledge is like that. Wherever we can imbibe, we must take it. We must not get influenced by them. We must influence them, you see. So James Robson wrote all this. The Rawis and the reporters, narrators of all these famous books of hadith. You understood? How this book came. So if you look at the book we're using today, it's his, you understood? Muhammad bin Yusuf Arabi. So that is his, you must remember that. Imam Bukhari, then it goes like that and all these things. So anyway, various places he studied and all that. Balakh, he used Makki bin Ibrahim and that. And Sulasi riwayat, the ahadith between him, Imam Bukhari, between Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, and Nabi alayhi salam, with their only three reporters, many of them go through him, Makki bin Ibrahim and all that. So he went and he studied and so, you know how many sheikhs he had in hadith, Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari received hadith from 1,080 mashayikh. Understood? And if you want reference of this, go read Muqaddama of Fathul Bari. You see? Therefore, whether we like, don't like, that is also our ta'assub, you understand? We got a lot of ta'assub also, you understand? You know? That we partisanship, you know? Ibn Hajar's commentary of Fathul Bari till today is considered one of the greatest and the best. Although he was a Shafi, you understood? Now we will make gold mold this way, that way, we'll say, no, this one is the best. Why? Because Ibn Hajar is Shafi. I mean, that is real ta'assub if you ask me. You know? Of course he made mistakes, but everybody made mistakes, you must remember that. So therefore, Shokani, rahimahullah, when he opened this book of Ibn Hajar, Fathul Bari, he used to say, La hijrata ba'd al-fath. You understood? La hijrata ba'd. Nobody has to write a book again ba'd al-fath. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after Fatih Makkah, you don't have to make hijrah to Medina Munawwara. That is the meaning of the hadith. But when Shokani said this, La hijrata ba'd al-fath, nobody has to write commentary. Now you must remember about Bukhari Sharif, the job is done, like, you see, by Ibn Hajar. Albani rahimahullah used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You'll never find an Ibn Hajar again in this world. And all the sharihin, they agree. If you just write waqal al-hafiz and you don't put the name, so it refers to Ibn Hajar. Such qabuliyat and qaydat. So he wrote that in his muqaddamah, and Allama Zahabi wrote it in Siyaru A'lamin Nubala. Now me and you, we take. How many mashayikh we learn hadith from? We never even reach 80. Imam Bukhari went to 1,080. If somebody asks you how many people you learn hadith from, what you will say? 5, 6, 10, 20. Huh? So we must, you see, this zeal, that talab for hadith must be there. I want to go by the sheikh, learn by him, like that. So that is what they used to do, subhanallah. And then you must remember that they never had money also sometimes, you must remember. So that sometimes, you know, then they go make big sacrifices and all these type of things. So when he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, now he is the teacher of Imam Bukhari. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, Ma akhraj tu Khurasan. So you must remember that I never saw a person, you must remember, in Khurasan, Misla Muhammad bin Ismail. So meaning that he is one of the best people. And Imam Muslim is his student. He said, Ashhadu annahu laysa fi dunya mislak. There's no one in the world like you. One day this Imam Muslim was so, you know, captivated by his teacher Imam Bukhari. He came by him and kissed him on his forehead and said, Da'ni, leave me Ustadji. Uqabbilu rijlaik ya Ustaz al-Ustazin wa Sayyid al-Muhaddisin. Give me permission, Ustad, I want to kiss your feet also. Understood? Today if a student tell a teacher, this guy thinks that people will say he's half nuts. You understood? All this is written in Hadyu Sari and A'lamun Nubala and all this kind of things. Yeah? So these are how Allah gave them such greatness. You must remember these things. Yeah? So today the whole world, you must remember, they accept it. You understood? Now see, Imam Bukhari was not an Arab. That's Kamal, you know. Not an Arab. So you must remember that. If you look at his nasal and his lineage all, they go to Far East, Persia. You understood? So if you take the Quranic verse, you must remember Surah 62, Surah Jumu'ah verse 3, and that is Surah Jumu'ah. Tomorrow we read it, if you're making imamat, or just like that also is fine. Sometimes Nabi alayhi salam used to read it in Salat also. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. And the other people also, but they haven't met you, Ya Rasulullah, still and all that. So the Sahaba asked, who are these people? So next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Salman Farsi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand Mubarak there, pointed to him and that. So he said, لَوْكَانَ الْإِيمَانُ إِنْدَ ثُرَيَّةِ. You know, in our languages, Maiman, Surti, Urdu, we say Zameen, Asman ka fark hai. You know? Huh?
Si.
So in Arabic, if you have to say that, how you will say? Al-farqu baynahuma kal-farqi bayna Suraya wa Sara. Bayna Sara wa Suraya. Sara, tahta Sara. The land and the sand. And Suraya, the star, very high up in the sky. You see? So bayna Sara wa Suraya. That is how you say it in Arabic. So lokan al imanu in the Suraya. You know this, the radio station, they do program with us. They join us, Sirius FM. So if somebody asks you, what's the meaning of Sirius FM? So what you will say? You must say that it is mentioned in the Quran. You understood? So subhanallah, how is mentioned in the Quran? So there in the Quran, the word comes, Rabbu Shi'ra. Shi'ra. So when you study the word shi'ra, so Google it and see. Shi'ra, you understood? So that it refers to this here. The Sirius, you must remember the star. You understood? Sirius. So S-I-R-U-S. So see, you must remember this. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَ. You got it? You put there and see. So this is in Surah An-Najm, chapter 53, verse 49, that indeed He, Allah, is the sustainer, nourisher of Shi'ra. So Shi'ra refers to Sirius, because the star is very bright, and so forth and so on. So Allah is speaking of that. So I wonder if the people even know that, you know, the student is running it. So chapter 53, verse 49, Rabbu Shi'ra is there. You found it in Google. So Rabbu Shi'ra, so the Sheen Ain Ra, and that with the, you know, Ya in the end, like. So Shi'ra. So anyway, you must remember this. So now what the people say, the ulama, they say that if wa akharina minhum lamma yalhaqu bihim, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that it refers to Salman Farsi and them. This is in Bukhari Sharif, Kitabu Tafsir and all that, Muslim Sharif, all you will find. Ay Fadlu Faris and all. So is there, right? So they say Imam Abu Hanifa is also included in that because he's Persian. And Imam Bukhari also is included in that. You see that? So Farabri says, I saw in a dream, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, so I saw in a dream that Aina Turid. So where are you going? You understood? So where are you going, O Farabri? So I said that I'm going there, Muhammad bin Ismail. So Nabi alayhi salam told him that Iqra'u minni salam, give him my salam also. Give Bukhari my salam. So this is also in Hadyu Sari and all that, and there's Siyaru A'lam in Nubala. So the Siyaru A'lam in Nubala is very good, is of Zahabi's work, you know. Zahabi was a champion also. Very, very good. So So now look at this here. Today's world, I don't think you'll find anybody, maybe 1%, 2%, but 90% you won't find, you understand? So you found, what you found there?
Yes, it An-Najm al-Shi'ra.
Yeah, there's it there, Sirius. You see that? So that is there. So the Quran, I give you the reference and everything. Suleiman Mota brought some water for me, don't worry. They say this Mota suddenly is coughing. I'm well, alhamdulillah. But the people, sometimes they study Bukhari Sharif, then they get Bukhar also, they get sick also, you know. So alhamdulillah, we well. Listen to this statement of his, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. مَغْتَبْتُ أَحَدًا قَدْتُ مُنْزُ أَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْغِيبَةَ حَرَامٌ. I never made a ghibat and backbite and make gossip and skinner. And then Africans, they say, skinner baya. And that has become our favorite pastime today, we students especially. He says, from the time I knew that ghibat, backbiting is haram, I never committed this crime and the sin of ghibat. Imam Bukhari says, and I'm sure, inshallah, I will meet Allah Ta'ala, an alqa Allah wa la yuhasibuni, an-nikhtabtu ahadan. That Allah won't question me about ghibat, because I never made ghibat, you see that. So all this is in Hadju Sari, the commentary, you understand, of Bukhari Sharif, Ibn Hajar, and this is the Muqaddama introduction. Now imagine all these kind of things here. And then you must remember that how much precaution there is to make in their eating, drinking and all that. Today we just eat anything and everything. And we say, Bey, Meta Bukhari Sharif Paratahu. I'm teaching this, I'm studying this, I'm doing this. But where's our ihtiyat and all these type of things? You must remember that. So too many lessons we must learn. So, Imam Bukhari, you must remember, Mullah Ali Qari wrote this. Imam Bukhari, every month used to get 500 dirhams. You understood? He had some income and all that. So he used to give this raqam to the students, he used to give to the poor people and all these type of things. So meaning he was so generous also. You understood? Not only look at himself, he used to look at the poor students and help them and assist them and all these type of things. Okay, so now let's go on. So he was a master also in, you must remember, archery, you see, to practice on the sunnah and these type of things there. Okay, and the ending of the night is to wake up, read tahajjud, salat, everything, you must remember this. And the Imam Ahmad, okay, all at Tarawih time, they should read 20 rakats, obviously, you understood. Okay, his du'as used to be accepted, remember that. Such a waliullah, amirul mu'minin fil hadith. So Allah gave him all this, you must remember this. So Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Jarah. Jarah means, this is another field which we have neglected. Al-jaruhu wa ta'deel. What is the meaning of jarah and ta'deel? Jarah means, literally, where you wounded the person. It means you criticize the person. You say, this person is not a good muhaddis, he's not a good scholar in hadith and all that. So I just give you easy example. You see the person, we use qirat. We say this Quran Sharif we read, it comes to us through Hafs, Imam Hafs. You're the Imam, remember, in Qirat and Tajweed. You know. But in Hadith is weak. It's not his field that. So understood. But Quran is a master, you see. So words like that, you say he's weak and all this. Imam Bukhari, he used to use, he was very, very precautious in these type of things. For example, word like kazab, he's a big liar. He would use it very rarely. Not often, understood? Sometimes only he would use it. What he would say, he would use fihi nazarun. That this person here, there's something wrong, like, you understood? So therefore, so people knew that now this guy, this person here, that you mustn't, like, trust him and so forth. See? إِذَا قُلْتُ فُلَانٌ فِي حَدِيثِهِ نَظَرْ. If I say that there's nazar, it means فَوَ مُتَّهَمْ سُوَاهِنْ. So he is a person not trustworthy in hadith. But the ihtiyat, precaution, he would use the word fihi nazarun. Understood? Or he would use the word munkarul hadith. Some people who don't understand the term, they say he's munkirul hadith. If a person is munkirul hadith, he's out of the fold of Islam. The word is munkarul hadith. He narrates things against what the siqat report. Siqat are the honorable, the trustworthy rawis and reporters narrate. So he narrates contrary to them. You call that munkar. So like that you must remember. So he was very, very, you understood. Now Imam Bukhari made one condition. Now, why did Allah, always there must be some wisdom, you know. I mean, everybody, Sharqan, Gharban, Junuban, Shimalan, the whole world, Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, such a strict scholar used to say, that ma tahta ma adi tahta adi mi sama, and all that, that under the skies you won't find a greater book than Bukhari Sharif and all that. Obviously, Quran is the greatest, but second is Bukhari Sharif. How many scholars made all these kind of statements? But now go and see how he wrote the Bukhari Sharif. That is the big question. You understood? It took him 16 years to write it. Be honest, Maulana, me and you. I studied Bukhari Sharif, you understand? But Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat first part, Tahawi, all that by Hazrat Maulana. Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. He wrote whole commentary on Bukhari Sharif, Kashful Bari in Urdu and that. And you studied by Mufti Rizaw al-Haq, right? Whole Bukhari or first part, whatever it is. So you must remember this. But how many times we sit there in the dars, in the lesson, but we never had wuzu. Can we say we had wuzu all the time for every lesson? You can't say that. I can't say that. Understood? So we can say many times we had, but many times we didn't have wuzu also. Wind comes out, this happens, a lot of things happen. So we can't say. No, but Imam Bukhari, while writing this work, it took him 16 years. One. Every hadith he wrote, he made ghusl. So how many ghusl he must have made? Then is to read 2 rakat salat. Then is to make istikhara. Must I include this hadith? Asking Allah. You understood? And then only did he include that hadith in his Sahih Bukhari. Now what all this? And what is the greatest? You must remember that like khususiyat, unique feature, characteristic of Bukhari Sharif is his Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. If you want to know what is Imam Bukhari, was not Muqalli. That is just we make ourselves happy with it. All were mujtahids. So remember, Imam Bukhari was Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. So remember, you look at his Tarjamatul Bab. That is his mazhab on, that is his verdict on that issue there. You see? So that is how it works. So Imam Bukhari, Tarajim, Tarjamatul Bab, he included all that where, when he wrote all that in Riyazul Jannah. All the Tarajim, he wrote it there in Riyazul Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma baita maiti wa mimbari roda tu miradul jannah."
Mufti Sahib, just translate Tarjamatul Bab for the listeners.
Tarjamatul Bab will be the heading. You understood? So the heading and so forth. So that is how you must remember such precaution they would take and so forth. And he loved his teachers. He said, "My teacher Ali ibn al-Madini, he was such a genius. Mastazghartu nafsi illa inda Ali ibn al-Madini." All my teachers, you understand, like I was not far from them, but Ali ibn al-Madini, he was a bahrun, an ocean, and I was like a naharun, you understood? He was an ocean and I was just a stream and a river. So you need a great teacher to make you also, you understood? Otherwise you become great, you know? You need your parents and you need your teacher also. So like that, you must remember these things. Yeah. And then obviously, but now you must remember when you get famous and you get, then the ibtila comes, lot of test and trial comes. So see the test for Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. So Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah's name and fame was going around everywhere. So now you must remember, now he gets expelled like from the place. So one day you must remember he gave a fatwa, you understood? So now there was one big alim there, Abu Hafs Kabir. So you must remember that. So now they went to go ask Masla, all these kind of things here. If now this is Mansub, this is now attributed to Imam Bukhari. Whether it's true or not true, you might learn. It doesn't make sense also, but anyway, the ulama have written it. They said that now if you, one lady, She breastfed her sons, and then she breastfed me when I was small. So, or she breastfed the daughter. So me and the daughter, we can't marry. Because why? For her, she is the mother, and for me, she's the murdia. So this is mansub. Mansub means it's attributed, but to us it don't make sense. So they said they've two goats. You understood? You took milk from them and all that. So that lady took milk from that goat, and I took milk from that goat. So we can't marry. You understood? So this time, but this is said about Imam Bukhari and that. But this whole story doesn't seem right. Right? You must remember, many ulama have rejected it and so forth and so on. So now you must. So this thing here, they say now this went to the ruler and all that. So then they kicked him out from there. That's the word they use. They expelled him from there. You understood? They say you don't even know this kind of maslas and this. But the whole thing was based on jealousy. You understood? So then second time you must remember, then they, about the big issue came about. You must remember about this Quran Sharif and all that. You understood? So is the Quran makhluk, ghair makhluk and all these type of things and all. So this is also another academic discussion and all. So now that Imam Bukhari said that this Quran Sharif, remember, he said what is the truth. But people don't understand, then again make jalawatan, they expelled him from there, you see. Then third time, this is in 250, he was in Nesapur. Nesapur is near Iran side and all. So you must remember there also, now the people start saying, he's saying this, he's saying this, he's saying this. So now people, you see, they ask him all these kind of questions. So about Kalamullah and all that. So he says, so you must remember, Imam Sahib gave one answer. Al-Quranu Kalamullah ghair makhluk. Wa af'alul ibad makhluk. And wal imtahanu bid'ah, you see. So all this is all academic discussion. We don't translate also, is alright. So now again you must remember, they said he must go. So now what happens? So now he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, that now wadaqat alaymul ardu bima rahubat. This world is becoming very, very narrow for me, Ya Allah. Take me to you, and you know, because now for me to live on this earth. Now here a big discussion comes, can you make dua like that? So if worldly calamities come, then you can't make dua like that. If dini calamities come, you understood? Then you can make dua like this. So anyway, you must remember, like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. So now also, you know, the people tortured him, whooped him, lashed him. And then afterwards he told them that you will see on my janaza what will happen and so forth. So very similar to this also, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, when he passed away, then thousands and thousands of people were there, and the legacy he left behind, nobody can deny that. So his works, Sahihul Bukhari, Qadaya As-Sahaba wa Tabi'in, Al-Adabul Mufrad. You see, I said our Darulums, a book like this, Al-Adabul Mufrad, I think one two madrasas have included it now. So you must remember, it's a masterpiece book, Imam Bukhari. Every Darulum should teach that book. You understood? So, and Sheikh Albani's one also is good. He makes Sahih and Da'if. You can keep it for the teacher. Then he got Juzul Rafil Yadain and Juzul Qiraq Al-Fal Imam and Tariqh Kabir, Tariqh Awsat, Tariqh Saghir, all these kind of things. Kitabu Du'afa, Birrul Walidain. So plenty, plenty books he wrote, you must remember. So Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah's work, you understood. Why did he write it? So one day his Ustad Ishaq bin Rahawi said, he's addressing his students, he said, one of you must write a book, and in there must only be ahadith sahiha. You see, authentic ahadith. Don't come and write here. So Allah chose him. You understood? So you must remember this. They say Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, started in 217, and he finished up in 233. You see, so 16 years it took him to write this magnum opus, as you say, the greatest work and so forth and so on. And then the imams and all of them, they started praising him. What a great book and this and all these type of things. So you must remember this. So Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, that now, that, you know, the ta'adad riwayat, how many ahadith are there? So they say 7,275 ahadith there, you see. But Imam Bukhari, one thing for us is very difficult to understand. One hadith, he will mention here, mention here, mention there, and just portion, portion, not the whole hadith. So that makes it sometimes very difficult to find hadith. Now if you take Imam Muslim, it's very easy to find hadith there. So if you look at tartib, that the sequence how it's written, Imam Muslims is better, understood, compared to Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, and so forth and so on. The another unique feature you must remember of this Bukhari Sharif is that Imam Bukhari said the student and teacher, the liqa and sima must be thabit, that they must have met and they must have heard the hadith from him. So no muhaddith really puts that conditions and so forth and so on, you understood? So then Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, you must remember that he's got so many elders, you understood, that, you know, what we say, that the khususiyat and so forth. So I'll just mention one. And that is Sulasiyat. Between him and Nabi alayhi salam is only three people. Understood? So in this Bukhari Sharif here, yeah, so how many he has? So his Sulasiyat. So they say that Imam Bukhari Sulasiyat here, yeah, in this book here. Yeah, so how many? They tell you that it is, understood, this thing here. Yeah. Some ulama wrote this, some ulama read this. So let us give the right amount here. So, ye kitab all that, I'm reading from this book here, written by my teacher, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, you understood? So they say, Ba'is may be Sulasi. So Ba'is 22. You understand that Sulasiyat is got here and all these kind of things. Some ulama mention more, some less, whatever it is. So this is very great. So they ask Yahya ibn Ma'in that what you want? He's big muhaddis. He say Ma Tashta. He say one Baytun Khalin wa Sanadin Alin wa Isnadun Alin. Give me an empty house and my Sanad I want must go higher and higher. Our Muqasim Sema, he had the highest Sanad in the whole of Southern Africa. You know? And that, but he didn't know. Hazrat Mufti Sahib told him. You know? So he studied Bukhari Sharif by who? Hazrat Mohan Abdul Rahman Amrohi, Babaji. He was 18, 90 years old. Then he studied by, he got sanad from and permission from Maulana Fazlur Rahman Gansh Muradabadi. And he got direct, you must remember, from Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi. So between Imam Sema and Shah Waliullah Isulasi, nobody got that sanad like that. From here right till Egypt maybe, you understood? So nobody got such a high sanad. So that Mawasema sanad was very, very high. But he didn't know. Hazrat Mufti Zawalak told him that. Then people used to come by him then. And for his sanad and all these type of things. So this is how it is. And now, well, I just want to show you one more thing, then we finish now. So about Bukhari Sharif and all that. You see, in life, when you become famous and, you know, Allah give Kabulia, you get a lot of detractors also. People are jealous. And there's hadith, beautiful hadith, mentioned by Allama Sahawi, rahimahullah. And it's sahih hadith, mentioned in Maqasid al-Hasana. Al-Hasood la Yasood. Beautiful words of the Master, alayhi salam. Al-Hasood. People who are very jealous, la yasud. They can't become good leaders. They can't be. Always they burning with jealousy. So imagine how beautifully he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned. So now we got just 5-6 minutes left. Let me give you one beautiful incident. It's something iman taza ho jayega. You see, I read Salat behind him many times. 74, 75, 76, all that. So this Imam is known as Sheikh Salih bin Abdul Aziz. Big Imam in Masjid Nabawi. He even came to Karachi. You understood? That when we were studying there, that government sent him. Like how did Yasir Dosari and him. So in the ending portion of his life, he got cancer. He went blind and so forth. The same Sheikh. He's the Imam of Masjid Nabawi. From years and years. And he used to perform the Taraweeh and all that. So now, when he returned from America, he went for ilaj and treatment. He came back 28th of Shaban. So nobody knows till who's going to perform Taraweeh. This is many, many years ago, Fahad's time. So Fahad became king in 83, for your information, like, you know. So anyway, so all this happened and all. So then 83, 84, around there, he became the king and all that. So now he gathered all the imams and so forth. But in the meantime, he made some, you understand, inquiries. He says, I want the imam for Masjid Nabawi, but he must be a very good hafiz, jayyid, and a muttaqi person. So one of his confidants and very like person who he relied, he said, the imam there in Quba, he is beautiful and he's a good hafiz and very muttaqi. So he said, call him. And then he tested him. He told him, read all that. So now the imams are sitting there. Understood? So he said, this year Taraweeh will be Sheikh Ayyub al-Barmawi. You know the Arab? He's from Burma. So these imams are all shocked up. There's one shock already. Then he said he will read Ishreena Rak'atan Kamilan. He'll read the whole 20 rak'ats. So there's a bigger shock. So one, now he's blind, Sheikh, when he's informing them. So one person objected. And who objected? His son-in-law. So he told, I want to read 10. So he asked, man anta, because he can't see. So now he's getting old also. So he said that, I'm so and so, meaning your son-in-law. He told the police, take him out and kick him out from here. And he's reading Zohar, Asr, Salat, now that also he must cancel. You must kick him out. The sentence I want to share with you, Mawlana Zahid, and the listeners, he said, and for this, subhanallah, he said, Hada Masjid Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not Masjidul Muluk. It's not the Masjid of kings and the royal family. This is Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will choose the Imam. And not no king, nobody will tell him anything. They all had that respect and love for him. Then, now it's night time. Taraweeh is going to start. So then, now, he told him, you must be here. So when he came there, so then the police want to stop him because nobody knows him properly. You know, for he said, Imam, Sheikh. So Sheikh, so he made noise like, so the Sheikh said, Khalli, Khalli, leave him. He came inside. So when he came inside, so he said, you will make the Taraweeh, I'll make the Isha Salat. Sheikh Salih will make the Isha, and you make the Taraweeh. So now I don't know if you know how Masjid Nabawi works in those days and all. So the imam used to come, you understand, and then so he held his hand. He took Sheikh Ayyub's hand and put him there in the first of the place they got for imams. Isha time came, he went in front. Then, now they read sunnats, now he must go in front. He took Sheikh Ayyub's hand again, and there were Mihrab-e Usmani, and he took him there and put him there, because now he used to eat away so many years. And then, and now before he should make stow and itadilu and all, he went to his ear, Sheikh Salih bin Abdul Aziz. He whispered in his ear, La taqsha illallah. Don't fear anybody, fear Allah. Then he made Taraweeh. The Arabs are complaining, the Imams are complaining, where? Ajami is making 20. But when the man started reading, half the crowd is, I read Taraweeh behind him. Stood with Allah's help. So Sheikh Ayyub Barmawi, so you must get this CDs. You'll play Quran, you must get this Quran. You understood? So Sheikh Ayyub Barmawi, and you must get Ali Jabir. Ali Jabir, excellent reader in Makkah. So you must remember that. He also passed away a long time. Then, now Sheikh passes away. Who? Sheikh Salih. He says, the best day in my life, the day I made the imam. He says, when we were carrying janaza of Sheikh, they came and told me, your imamate is finished. You are going to make imamate again. You understood? He said, only Sheikh like you. We don't want you can make imamate. So I was broken. But what was Zuban Tasha? What was it? So now his name was famous. So one day, there's King Abdullah. You know, before Salman was him. So there was a da'wat somewhere. And then they told him to read. So King Abdullah liked his reading. So he asked him, he said, what you want? He said, King, me, I don't want anything. And all these years he made Taraweeh there in Masjid Nabawi, he never took one riyal. He never took one riyal, the Sheikh Ayyub Barmawi. Then remember that King Abdullah asked him. Abdullah, we met him personally. You understand? Twice I met him. He once stayed there. We had iftar with him also and all. We stayed there in the king's palace also. So anyway, long story with him also. So anyway, that all this happened, you must remember. Then he said, I don't want nothing. But one thing you must do for me. He said, what? He said, I want the musalla again. He said, I give you musalla. That time Sudais was in charge already. So he told Sudais he must be given the imamate. But now Sheikh is old also, so Sheikh start making mistakes. So they told Sudais, how can this man make it? So then he realized himself, he said, okay, I'll make witr salat. So that also, he got, then he passed away. You understood? So see when Allah want to give izzat. But see the words he told him. Sheikh Salim bin Abdulaziz, big in size he was. I remember him very well. So that he used to tell him, Hada Masjidul Rasulillah. Not Masjidul Muluk and all these things. That's exactly what we are saying. This masajid belongs to Allah. It's not any king and ruler and all these type of things. Or trustee or family or whatever. Wa annal masajid lillah. So see, so that is a big lesson we all must learn, remember. Wonderful, wonderful. So when you study of Imam Bukhari, and now that's long time ago, now we study in our time. These are people, we read salat behind them, you must remember that. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.